I'm Ted Balliker. When it comes to healthcare, who gets treated better, man or man's best friend?
Healthcare for pets is definitely much better than healthcare for humans.
If you could treat humans the same way you treat dogs and cats, it would be kind of a sweet thing, you know?
These people take their pets to Dr. Jeff Werber, who runs Century Veterinary Group in Los Angeles.
Good.
Of course, it's hard to make an apples-to-apples comparison when you're comparing four-legged patients and people. And there are countless ways in which human healthcare is better. But pet owners told us there are some ways where it would be a step up to be treated like a dog. Ever been greeted this warmly at your doctor's office? Sure, you could probably do without the smooch on the nose, but do you enjoy this kind of convenience?
My clients can get a hold of me 24/7, and I still give out my cell phone.
I had to go to the vet late, and they were about to close. And I called in and they stayed open.
Dog owners kept telling us how convenient pet care is.
A pet health care is much easier.
Oh, it is easy to get into a pet hospital. Anytime, day or night.
Much easier for my dog than me.
I think one of the things that human health care can learn from veterinary medicine is the client service side of things, the relationship side of things.
Dr. Peter Weinstein is executive director of the Southern California Veterinary Medical Association. He says various factors explain why animal care is so client-focused.
This is high five because of the one white foot, and she gives high fives.
One reason, the people love what they do. Another reason, competition.
There are a large number of veterinary hospitals, many of them very closely located with one another, so you have to do something in your practice that will differentiate you.
There are hundreds of competitors within a 10-mile radius of Dr. Werber's office, and it would be easy for even more to pop up. Well, at least easy compared to opening a human hospital.
The requirements for a hospital have to be astronomical.
But less red tape makes it easier to open an animal hospital, says Dr. Weinstein, who used to run his own clinic, complete with x-ray facilities and operating rooms.
I believe it was 12 weeks from the time we signed the lease to the time I saw my first client. Try to do that in human healthcare.
It would take at least 20 times as long to open a comparable human hospital, according to a California Hospital Association estimate. It can take even longer in states like North Carolina.
If you're an animal, if you're a dog or a cat, there are 8 animal hospitals within close driving distance of right where we're speaking right now. There's no hospital for people. Something's wrong with that.
This spot was supposed to be home to a new hospital that would serve the growing community of Holly Springs, North Carolina. But state law stopped the project.
To get a hospital or to expand one anywhere in North Carolina is complicated. State regulators have to approve projects through a Certificate of Need process.
Under Certificate of Need, or CON law, if you want to build a hospital, you have to convince state regulators that the hospital is needed. President Nixon signed the policy into law because he thought the U.S. had too many hospitals. He thought decreasing the number of hospitals would lower health care costs, but things didn't work out as planned.
So basically, you ended up with competitors or would-be competitors being kept out of the market. So prices started going up.
Reason Magazine's Ron Bailey writes about healthcare policy. He notes that con laws allow existing hospitals to hold up plans for new hospitals.
The existing hospitals go in front of these government agencies and say, we do not need a new hospital over here. We don't need any competitors over there. We're taking fine care of the community here.
This guy represents existing hospitals in North Carolina. Think he wants a new competitor?
We don't think it's in the best interest of the citizens of North Carolina.
And so what you ended up with is a government regulation that was designed to lower the cost of health care, actually increasing the cost of health care.
Increasing cost and decreasing competition. Consider hospitals that focus on things like women's medicine or heart disease. States with con laws have far fewer specialty hospitals compared to states without such laws, even though both groups have roughly the same population. Today, 14 states have gotten rid of their con laws, but 36 states still have them. And even when a new hospital gets the green light from regulators, the fight is far from over.
United Regional Medical Center has the green light from the state to build a brand new hospital, but there's a lawsuit to stop it.
Guess who's been trying to stop a new hospital from opening in Manchester, Tennessee? Two existing hospitals.
They've fought every step of the plan for almost 2 years.
Now frustrated residents are protesting.
New hospital now!
This 90-year-old lady has begun a petition drive for a new hospital.
people resorting to petitions and protests just because existing hospitals are afraid of a little competition? There are no special laws that let Starbucks prevent other coffee shops from opening, or that allow one restaurant to keep other restaurants away.
I would be very upset if we took some of that entrepreneurial spirit out of the veterinary profession.
Dr. Weinstein is glad vets don't have to deal with regulations like con laws.
It's great that veterinarians can be entrepreneurs. It allows veterinarians to be small business people. It allows veterinarians to focus on service and care.
These are the people who decide how many animal hospitals there should be.
In veterinary medicine, we could have two practices right next to one another, and then it's the consumer deciding to whom they want to go.
If that way it's good enough for these guys, maybe it's good enough for us too. For Reason TV, I'm Ted Ballacher.